This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees at 7:33. In between debating special session bills this week, lawmakers did manage to have a few of their regularly scheduled interim meetings. During one of those meetings, legislators were updated by a national group about a study of the state's magistrate system. Ashton Mara has more.
The study of the state's magistrate system started following the 2013 legislative session, during which lawmakers faced some debate over magistrate pay. Currently, magistrates in the state are grouped into two classifications based on county population. It's been the practice of the state to compensate magistrates in larger counties at a higher level, under the assumption that they see more cases. The magistrate's salary bill passed, but debate continues over that assumption. Senate Judiciary Chair Corey Palumbo.
There was a lot of discussion and debate about the varying workloads of magistrates in different counties to try to make sure that we were comparing apples to apples as opposed to apples to oranges. And as part of that bill, we required the study of the whole magistrate system, and the National Center for State Courts is undertaking that study for us.
The National Center for State Courts is a nonpartisan, nonprofit research and consulting service based in Williamsburg, Virginia, which studies the judicial systems of states. Cynthia Lee with the center gave lawmakers an update this week of how their study into West Virginia's court system is going. And she says that assumption that the higher the population, the higher the workload is not true.
So imagine that you have one county that has primarily traffic cases and one county that has primarily misdemeanor cases, even though they both have the same caseloads. The county with more misdemeanor cases is going to have more work in its courts.
So the center has come up with their own method to determine the workload for magistrates. And from that system, they can determine how many magistrates are necessary for a given county. The system is called a weighted caseload model and is calculated using three factors: case filings, or the number of cases of a certain type filed each year; case waits, or the number of minutes it takes a magistrate to complete a specific case; and year value, or the total number of minutes a magistrate has per year to do case work. The model is focused on the types of cases, not necessarily the number filed, and helps show the actual workload for magistrates, deputies, and their clerks. The center reached out to magistrates across the state and asked them to participate in an assessment of how they spend their time each workday. Magistrates were asked to keep a detailed timesheet, the calculations were applied, and this is what they found. Of the 97% of magistrates who participated in the study, they on average spent the most amount of time with mental health cases at 213 minutes per case, the least on traffic citations at about 4 minutes. Juvenile abuse and neglect cases average at 91 minutes, and personal safety, similar to domestic violence cases, averaged 80 minutes per case, both on the higher end of the spectrum. With the breakdown of time spent, the center then added up those minutes and divided by the year value. Again, that's the number of minutes in a year a magistrate dedicates to casework. And that gives them the specific number of magistrates that county needs to run its judicial system properly. With this method, the center is determining how West Virginia should allocate its magistrates.
And that can be used to calculate resource need for magistrates and staff in each county, no matter whether the system stays the same and we have our two magistrate minimum per county, or whether there is some resource sharing going on.
Lee says sharing magistrates across county lines could create efficiencies, but it must be done in a way that preserves the integrity of the court system. Lawmakers question if sharing magistrates between counties was legal in terms of election procedures, but Lee says that's a determination legislators themselves will have to make. Palumbo expects the final recommendations from the center to be available in the fall so the legislature can discuss those findings and possibly propose legislation to change the state's magistrate court system during the 2015 legislative session. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:38. Sunshine throughout the weekend. Temperatures today in the 60s and 70s, remaining at 60s and 70s on Saturday. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s by Sunday and Monday.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by the New River Gorge Regional Development Authority, working to diversify the economy in the New River Gorge region of West Virginia, serving Fayette, Nicholas, Raleigh, and Summers counties. NRGRDA.org.
The Wild Ramp Food Market is moving to a new, larger location in Huntington. Clark Davis has the story about the facility that will hold its grand opening Saturday morning at 9.
Since opening its doors in July 2012 at Heritage Station in Huntington, the shop that only sells locally grown foods has flourished. With over 100 local farmers, artisans, and bakers producing goods for the market, they've run out of space. So when the city approached the market about moving to a larger location in Central City, Wild Ramp officials jumped at the chance. Shelley Keeney is the market manager.
We know what we have, and we are making it bigger. The community, they haven't had anything like this before. So, yeah, it's going to be somewhat nerve-wracking, I suppose, to help them to understand what we're all about, because this is something kind of new and different.
The new location at 555 14th Street West is in the heart of the old Central City Commercial District and will house a coffee shop. Most of the small commercial area is made up of antique shops. But in the middle is a building owned by the city that's housed many different businesses. But it's the farmer's market hosted in the back outdoor space during the summer months that succeeded long term. Moving the Wild Ramp naturally fit two needs, more space for the market, and a business that the city thinks can help encourage economic growth. Keeney says she tries not to think about the pressure of leading the charge for Central City.
I really don't feel pressured. I think the first time we moved, yeah, I felt some pressure there, just not really knowing, but not really any right now, other than, you know, we want to come into this community, invite them into our Wild Ramp world that we've had, and honestly, we're just really excited.
The Tailgate Farmers Market will continue to run from the outdoor space behind the Central City Market building where the ramp will be located. They'll operate from the last Saturday in June until the last Saturday in October. The Wild Ramp Board of Directors and volunteers have been working for several months on the move. Janine Marilla is the president of the Wild Ramp Board. She says there is a level of excitement about the added space will mean.
We've got so much more space. We've got producers that are excited to get down here and be able to bring us more items. We've gotten produce coolers donated so we can keep the produce, and I think it's just more of an excitement. We've had some of our farmers from Heritage Station ask us on Facebook, so when can I bring stuff down? So there's just an excitement.
The Wild Ramp has given more than $400,000 back to local producers. The market has three paid employees and relies on volunteers for staffing. Producers drop off items and sell on a consignment model, getting back 90% of the cost while the market retains 10% for operating expenses. Crystal Payne is the operations manager for the market. She says they hope there is no apprehension from their current customers on the move.
I've actually had customers tell me, I'm not going to shop here anymore. I'm thinking in my head, yes, you will, because where else are you going to get your local honey? Where else are you going to get your local fruits and vegetables? I know some of our customers were a little apprehensive about us moving down here, but I've seen in the past probably month or so, people are so excited about our move.
The Wild Ramp will have extended hours at the new location. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
Robert Cray performs You Move Me in this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
When you come near, my eyes are glued. You've got control of me. It sure ain't hard to see. I'm just a fool. Cause you move me. You know you move me, baby. Oh, you move me. Oh, oh, you move me. You make me weak. It's hard to walk.
know. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever, ever let me go. Oh, no. I've lost my mind. Got no regret. Because I know for sure that I don't need a cure. You can surely bet.
Robert Cray with You Move Me. You can hear this song again and more music on Mountain Stage Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Bohr, Dave Mistich, and Ashton Mara. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Beneduccio. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.